This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for listening. In this Burke on Mayberry podcast, we're looking at episode number 3, The Guitar Player. This aired on October 17, 1960, was written by Jack Ellenson and Charles Stewart, and directed by Don Weiss. You may remember the guitar player Jim Lindsay, who was just a sort of a sometime resident of Mayberry. What I mean by that, you see him on very few episodes. But this episode starts out with Jim Lindsay on the basically out on the street, and he's playing some songs right in front of Orville Munro's funeral parlor and mortuary, which is a very interesting combination. Orville Munro also had a TV repair element inside that business, and so again, that was one of the comical aspects of his business. Basically, what goes on in this episode is Andy's trying to get Jim Lindsay to be confident enough to try out and do something with his music because he's obviously very talented. So it just so happens that a band called Bobby Fleet and his band with the Beat stops in Mayberry, and they go in to get something to eat at the diner. And you may remember that when Andy and Barney go in to say hello to them, they rib Andy and Barney and sort of make fun of the town and the people and said if they had a beauty contest in Mayberry, nobody would win. And Andy and Barney sort of go outside But Andy's not really too concerned about the insults. He's trying to think of a way to get Jim Lindsay and Bobby Fleet's band together. So he comes up with a very creative way to do this. Bobby Fleet had actually parked his sort of van-like bus vehicle in a parking space that had one-hour limited parking. So Andy and Barney reasoned that, well, the car's really big enough to be two cars, and they're in a one-hour parking spot, so what we're going to do is give them 30 minutes. So they waited 30 minutes, and basically the next scene you see, they're in the jailhouse, and Andy is giving them a parking ticket for $20 or 24 hours in jail. After a few more minutes, Bobby Fleet insults the dignity of Andy's robe and then tries to bribe him to come to one of his shows, and so Andy jacks the fine up, and basically, sort of like what happened in the Danny Tapas episode, Bobby Fleet says, well, we'll go and spend time in jail rather than pay all this money. So then Andy tells Barney to go pick up Jim Lindsay for questioning, and Jim comes in, doesn't understand what he's being questioned for, and Andy says, if you move, I'm going to have to get you for resisting arrest. And of course, Jim Lindsay moves, and Andy says, well, you're under arrest. Well, everybody knows what's going on here, and Jim's refusing to play, so Andy takes his guitar from him and says, would you tune this up for me? I'd like to play. He says, I'm not playing, and long story short, Jim Lindsay starts to tune up the guitar. Bobby Fleet starts to make fun of Jim, and it gets Jim really angry to finally he starts playing a song. And obviously, he's playing very well, and the rest of Bobby Fleet's band picks out drumsticks, starts beating on the jail doors, and the other brings out a trombone and a trumpet, and they start playing, and they play a part of a tune there. And then, long story short, they hire him. And Andy does, as he does in later episodes, he sort of acts like a on-the-spot agent for Jim Lindsay. Something interesting to note in this episode, Jim Lindsay's playing in the episode an acoustic guitar. However, you hear electric guitar sounds coming out of that. You hear Andy singing New River Train with Jim, and this is the same song that you'll hear in episode 83 when Rafe Hollister performs, and the name of that episode is Rafe Hollister Sings. Barney and calls Bobby Fleet one of those joke crackers. He also at the end of the episode, Barney pulls out his harmonica and tries to audition for Bobby Fleet to band with the Beat, and he plays Jingle Bells, which he'll do in another episode later on, and Bobby Fleet just rolls his eyes and takes off. Another couple of highlights in the episode that I always get a kick out of was when Barney's putting Bobby Fleet in the band to beat with the jail, he says, suck in that gut, and you'd hear that from time to time, and I just love that. While Andy and Barney are out, little Opie comes by, and he goes and talks to the supposed criminals, and Bobby Fleet calls Andy a hick troublemaker, and of course he's not in the room, but Opie's taking up for his pawn, so he kicks Bobby Fleet, and Andy happens to come in and, you know, tries to calm him down. One of my favorite parts of this episode is while Jim Lindsay and Bobby Fleet's band are playing together, Barney starts to dance and sort of direct the music, and it's just really funny the way Barney dances and sort of gets into the music. Again, another good episode. I'll give you a few little tidbits about some of the cast characters. James Best, who I was fortunate enough to see in person last year in Mount Airy at North Carolina at Mayberry Days, was of course the star at as Jim Lindsay, and he does this role again in The Guitar Player Returns in episode 31. He's had numerous movie and television credits. Most of his roles have been westerns. Most people today would probably remember him as Roscoe P. Coltrane on The Dukes of Hazzard, which he played on that series from 1979 to 1985. But I could keep you on this podcast for numerous minutes just going through everything that he's ever played on as far as movies. I mean, he's played with Charlton Heston, who just recently passed away, Humphrey Bogart, Paul Newman, Jimmy Stewart. I mean, the list is on and on and on. It's just amazing what he's done. The gentleman who played Bobby Fleet was Henry Slate. The Bobby Fleet character would be continued on in other episodes, but other actors would actually play this role. Jonathan Hoyle plays Orville Monroe, the TV repairman and mortuary owner. And again, he has a long list of mostly television appearances that he had done. So again, it's a very interesting mix of characters he had for this show. One other scene I want to mention before we get to our trivia question. It's cued earlier in the episode where Barney gets in an argument with Talbert, the postmaster, and they argue who's going to have the best wanted poster for their bulletin boards. And, you know, it's almost like they're wanting to trade, like, baseball cards to get the best bulletin board posters. And, of course, Andy resolves this dispute. So, again, a great episode. You'll note in this episode, again, especially in this first year, that Andy is still talking very country, but his character as far as resolving conflict is pretty consistent throughout. So, again, it's something you always see Andy doing most of the time in the Andy Griffith Show. I wanted to tell you one of my other favorite parts of this episode is when Andy's doing his trying to get Jim a better pay and work with Bobby Fleet and abandon the beat. Andy's going talking thing. He kept saying if he's ready and Jim Lindsay interrupts him, and Andy looks at him and says, "Jim, you interrupted me right in the middle of my iffing," and it brings a laugh to all of us, I'm sure. And again, another aspect of Andy, which I believe was true in real life, is when Jim tries to thank him for setting him up with Bobby Fleet to band a beat, and he says, "Jim, you don't have time. You only got 15 minutes." He lets him go out. So again, another fun episode. Now, for the trivia question. And again, this trivia question does relate to this particular episode. What real-life North Carolina city did Jim Lindsay say he bought his guitar pick in? I'll say that again. In what North Carolina city, and this is a real city in North Carolina, did Jim Lindsay say he bought his guitar pick in? I hope you're enjoying these Burke on Mayberry podcasts. I appreciate the people who have been emailing me and telling me some of the things that they enjoy about the Andy Griffith Show. I may share some of these with on these podcasts later on. If you want the answer to this trivia question, again, what North Carolina city did Jim Lindsay buy his guitar pick in? It'll be on the BurkeOnMayberry.com site, and I'd love for you, before you look at that site, to email me and take a guess at what city it was, and I wish you the best with that. If you have any other comments or questions about Burke on Mayberry, don't hesitate to email me at burkek@etsu.edu. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. Thanks for listening.